think we'd all be naive if anyone thought that the special prosecutor in the Zimmerman case, the man accused of shooting Trayvon Martin, would come back and say no charges were to be laid. With all of the media hype, with all the racial accusations that have been made, it's pretty obvious what has happened has happened. Now, I'm not saying that's the only reason why these charges have come forward. This prosecutor would be an absolute idiot if she brought charges without evidence. Is there evidence? Of course there's evidence. We shall see. Now the question will be, can he get a fair trial? Of course, Zimmerman's attorneys are going to come forward and say he can't get a fair trial because of all the pre-charge publicity, in particular MSNBC and that lunatic Al Sharpton. It's going to be very interesting to see how this case is handled. Remember the Rodney King incident? Remember the acquittal of the Los Angeles police officers and the riots that followed? I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's something that needs to be prepared for well in advance. It's going to be a long row to hoe, as they like to say, as far as this case goes. And if there is something that has been done, there should be a penalty when it comes to the law. No vigilanteism. It should be, if Zimmerman is found guilty, he should be penalized the way that he should be penalized as per the law. The vigilantes need to stay home. Is that going to happen? I don't know. There's going to be lots to talk about, that's for sure. And I guess we'll find out what's really behind this whole story. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.